Most of the U.S. Midwest will continue to experience some generally favorable weather as we move forward through the next full week. A mix of sunshine and shower activity will occur in many areas, and that will be on top of soil that is still favorably moist in the majority of the region. Now, there are some exceptions. Some of the drying that has occurred here recently has been most significant in the western Corn Belt, in particular places like Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which is on the obviously the western fringe of the production region. There's been some drying in parts of Iowa as well, but when you look at the soil moisture situation for the majority of the Midwest, one has to come to the conclusion that the situation is quite favorable across the majority of the region. Temperatures over the past several days obviously have been rather chilly across the region, with 70 degree readings common in many areas. There were even a couple of spots that were only in the upper 60s yesterday. The low temperatures at night have managed to be in the 50s most often, and all this is going to come to an end as we warm up just a bit as we finish out this week. A lot of temperatures across the region will start to get back into the 80s, and we'll even see some lower 90s occurring periodically. The heat will be mostly normal and actually beneficial for the majority of the crops across the region, because there has been a little bit of a decline in degree day accumulations. A little bit of warmth would help to stimulate faster crop development, and as long as we have abundant soil moisture around, it shouldn't present a problem for any particular location. There will be the chance for some additional showers and thunderstorms, though, as we move forward in time, so nobody's going to dry out in a real dramatic manner. Some of the western fringes of the region will have more of a bias towards drying than other areas, but we will expect to see rainfall over the next 7 days to be most significant in two areas. The first would be in parts of Ohio, eastern Kentucky, and southeastern Indiana, where there could be some 1 to 2 inch amounts, and perhaps even some local totals getting upwards over 2 inches. We may also see some heavier rainfall in localized areas of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the eastern Dakotas, maybe even northern Iowa, but I don't think it'll be very common there. We'll expect some of the rains up there to run 1/2 to 1.5 inches. The precipitation will be most focused in that upper part of the Midwest, probably this weekend. In the meantime, we'll likely turn towards the second week of the forecast for any kind of significant change. And there's been a lot of talk out there in the marketplace about all this heat in the western United States and speculation as to whether it will come into the heart of the Midwest or not. The answer to that is probably it will not come into the region, certainly not in this next two-week period. The heat may work its way into a part of the plains, but not to the same level of intensity. And the impact will probably be relatively benign, not much different than the heat that occurred a week or so ago, only less intense. Highs will be in the 90s, and a few temperatures over 100 in the hard red winter wheat country in portions of the southwestern U.S. plains. But as far as midwestern crop areas is concerned, the highest temperatures will probably not be much warmer than lower to a few middle 90s. We'll look for low temperatures at night to slip back into the upper 50s and 60s over the next couple of nights, but as we move into the late week and weekend, we'll likely see lows most often in the 60s across the region. In general, the outlook not only is favorable in the U.S. Midwest, but parts of the Delta and southeastern states as well. The area that's going to see the most significant steady rate of drying over the next full week will be in the southern half of the U.S. plains. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.